Key number 7, present the product. While it's true that information products are a hot commodity, it's also true that you have nothing to show your potential customers. Unlike physical products where you can simply display photos, include a description, and list specific attributes, things like width, height, color, and texture, digital products are nothing more than files that are transferred from one computer to another. And that means you'll have to work harder to convey exactly what it is you're selling. Yes, you'll most likely be including a 3D cover image, one that gives the impression the digital product is an actual book or report. And that's certainly a terrific visual aid, a means of showing the prospective buyer something tangible. But that's not nearly enough. Your ultimate task is to properly convey to people what information they'll be receiving and how it will benefit them. And that's where good quality sales copy comes in. Start with a compelling headline, one that captures the reader's attention and gets them thinking. Does your parrot just sit there eating food and making a mess? Are your neighbors fed up listening to your dog bark all night long? Have you ever wished there was a litter box that could clean itself? And then add an even more compelling sub-headline. In just 2 short weeks, you can turn that lazy parrot into an energetic performer that will constantly amaze your family and friends. One simple technique and your dog will sleep peacefully through the night, and so will you and your neighbors. Even better. Now you can say goodbye to that eyesore and never have to clean another dirty, smelly litter box again. With regard to the sales copy itself, there are several trains of thought with regard to how it needs to be structured. For example, some feel that placing a great customer testimonial at the very top will establish the maximum degree of credibility. Others insist that more sales will be generated if the copy ends with 1 or 2 postscripts, P.S. For the most part, you can generally let the headline determine the nature of the sales copy and how it will be presented. For example, if the headline posed a dilemma such as having a lazy, messy parrot on your hands, the sales copy could begin along that same vein. Basically, expanding on the problem, which in turn leads to the solution. The information product that teaches your parrot to do unusual and entertaining tricks. Another good sales copy starter is to convey a story or statistic that relates to the problem or dilemma. Let's say, for example, that your headline is "Don't be another lung cancer statistic. Safe natural herb guarantees that you'll stop smoking within 2 weeks." You could then begin your sales copy with actual statistics. Are you aware that 1 out of every 3 smokers will die of lung cancer before the age of 50? According to the latest issue of the Cancer Research Medical Journal, the point is, you don't want to lose any of the effect or momentum that the headline, and subheadline, have created. Whatever direction the headline takes, use it as the basis for starting the actual sales copy. Once you've accomplished that, introduce the reader to the information product itself. Then present the benefits they will gain from having access to that information. For example, experiencing a peaceful night's sleep, being the envy of all their parrot owner friends, never again having to clean another litter box. In order to be effective, sales copy needs to lead the viewer through a predetermined pattern of content which gradually escalates, ultimately reaching the point where the viewer feels compelled to click on the buy button. The predetermined pattern should start with a thought-provoking comment or question, greater than which leads to the primary problem that needs to be solved, greater than which leads to the solution of that problem, greater than which leads to a compelling reason to make the purchase. Breaking it all down into specific areas, sales copy should include the following components in the following sequence. 1. A powerful opening, attention-grabbing headline and subheadline. 2. An equally powerful introduction, such as a story or statistical information. 3. Sympathy and understanding, with regard to the problem, dilemma, or frustration the viewer is experiencing. 4. Product information. What it is, what kind of content it includes. 5. Benefits, a list of all the positive results the viewer will gain after having read and implemented the information. 6. The closing, a summation of the product and the benefit of purchasing it. 7. Call to action, giving the viewer a reason to purchase right away. Which brings the viewer to the actual method of placing their purchase, the order link or button. Above all else, make it obvious, make it easy, and make it secure. And be certain that you clearly indicate how the purchase process will take place. Also, since you're dealing in digital products, you should never automatically assume all viewers know how the delivery process takes place. Make it clear how and when the buyer will receive their product. The best method, of course, would be to include a download link on the thank you page, where they are taken once the purchase process has been completed. This not only automates the delivery process, it gives the buyer yet another reason to order your product. Purchase now and get immediate access to. Turn your lazy parrot into an energetic star. Even if it's 2 a.m. in the morning. Naturally, the sales copy you create will ultimately be placed on whatever web page you'll be using to promote the respective product. Whether you've hired a management firm or you plan to create the website and/or page yourself, it's important to showcase the product cleanly and professionally. If the product will be promoted from its own website, the best choice is the standard and most popular layout, which includes a simple header graphic above a white content area, where the sales copy will be inserted. If the product is being promoted on an existing website, where the page layout is a bit more involved, you'll naturally want to insert the sales copy in the main content area of the page. In other words, even though there might be things like other links, ads, or products displayed throughout the page, the primary content area should be devoted to the product that's currently being showcased and nothing else. As previously mentioned, you can promote products individually or develop a general website from which multiple theme-related products are sold. The advantage of the second choice is that any viewer who comes to the site will most likely have an interest in the other products as well. That means you have an opportunity to make more than one sale from a single buyer. For example, let's say you've chosen several products that teach people how to train their dog in one aspect or another: stop barking, stop biting, follow commands without a leash, stay within the confines of the yard, learn basic tricks, clicker training. Initially, a dog owner might come to your webpage because they're interested in one particular manual. Having seen all the additional training information you offer, there's a good chance they'll purchase another product, either right away or at some point in the future. The other advantage is related to overall promotion. Although you'll need to generate traffic for specific words related to specific products, you'll also have the ability to generate generic dog interest traffic. Basically, the opportunity to target and ultimately attract anyone who happens to be involved with dogs. Internet marketers refer to it as developing a niche. And the truth is, if you can establish and develop a good one, you'll be guaranteed to generate substantial income for years to come. And speaking of generating income, the next key will help you zero in on exactly the right direction to follow. Key number 8, run a consumer test. Assuming you've got everything set up and ready to go for at least one of your information products, the web page, the sales copy, the order and delivery process, it's time to put all of your hard work to the test. And that is, let's see just how much money this product can generate. In order to do that, you'll need to get traffic. But not just any traffic. What you need at this point, or any stage of promotion, is targeted viewers whose interest in this type of product is quite high. In other words, they're already standing on the brink of purchase. Also, you need to summon those targeted viewers as soon as humanly possible. Time is money, after all. So what's the best and most effective method to accomplish both those goals? Simple. Google AdWords, http://adwords.google.com. Beyond a doubt, this is the most effective and targeted means of bringing pre-qualified buyers to your web page. Even more important, you can start receiving those viewers almost immediately. And that in itself is an extremely powerful marketing asset. First and foremost, it affords you the ability to jump right in and see exactly what volume of interest a certain product will bring. Secondly, it allows you the possibility of generating income within hours, or even minutes, of implementing your ad campaign. Assuming you don't know anything about it, Google AdWords is the number one pay-per-click advertising program. And what does pay-per-click mean? You develop ads that are highly specific to the product you're selling and then, Instead of paying up front, you pay for actual visitors after they are received. Here's how it works. Through your account with Google AdWords, you arrange to place an ad in the sponsor links column of Google search result pages. That ad is linked to a certain keyword that you've specifically chosen. When a viewer clicks on that ad, and only when a viewer clicks on the ad, you are charged a per-click fee, which was predetermined when you initially established that particular ad. Since you only pay for the ad when someone actually clicks on it, the ad has the potential of either being a bargain method of advertising or being a virtual money pit. It's up to you to make certain it remains a bargain. And here's how you do that. There are several primary factors involved in operating a successful AdWords campaign, and each of them is equally significant. That said, let's start by talking about the ad itself, since that will be responsible for attracting viewers in the first place. Unlike other forms of advertising, whereby you do whatever is necessary in order to encourage people to see what you have to offer, pay-per-click ads require that you do just the opposite. And that is, you'll actually want to discourage people from clicking on your ad. Or, to put it more accurately, you want to discourage people who would not be interested in purchasing your product. In order to prevent that from happening, it's important that you include the price of your information product, a definite no-no in any other form of advertising. Normally, your goal would be to get countless viewers to the sales page by any and all possible means and then use your killer sales copy to convince them what a bargain they're getting. So the price is pretty much the last thing that would be presented to them. When you're using pay-per-click ads, however, it's a whole different story. You want your ad to act as both a deterrent and an attraction. Because each click is costing you money, you need to prevent non-buyers from clicking on the ad while at the same time giving serious buyers a qualified reason to take the next step. Here's an example of including the price in a Google ad, where parrot training is the keyword. Fast and easy parrot training. Turn your parrot into a star. Performer for only $24.95. With this type of ad, you immediately eliminate anyone and everyone who isn't prepared to pay X amount of dollars for your information product. So it definitely makes sense to show people the price right up front. Unless, of course, you're absolutely, positively certain your sales copy will convert the average viewer into a buyer. Most likely, at this stage of the process, you couldn't possibly count on that. Keep in mind, this particular key is entitled Run a Consumer Test. So what you should be aiming for is a very restrictive ad campaign, one that will truly indicate whether or not a certain product will generate a substantial amount of income. You see, you already know the subject matter of the product will generate interest, that was the purpose of all the preliminary research. The only thing left to determine is the product's cash flow potential. Once you've determined that, once you've tested long enough to prove any given product is income worthy, you can then try different types of approaches with regard to the ads and ad content. For example, the price up front versus not including the price at all. Another thing you should be aware of is the fact that Google doesn't give you much to work with in terms of ad space. In fact, the average ad only contains 12 to 15 words, including the title. So you need to be extremely creative, as well as cautious, when determining both the title and the text within your ad. The best advice here is to conduct the search using some of your own primary keywords. Then look under sponsor links and see what wording is associated with the ads listed there. After a while, you'll begin to notice a pattern, how certain types of phrases are used in order to heighten viewer attention. But again, you're not trying to solicit a vast amount of random viewers. You want a select number of highly targeted and pre-qualified potential buyers. So make certain your ad does, for the most part, eliminate those who are merely idle surfers. Now, in order to receive maximum results from any ads that you run, it's always a good idea to conduct split tests. That's where you run two ads for the same product but one has something slightly different, like the title or a specific word. For example, one ad might use the phrase easy training method while the other says fast training method. The one that converts the most traffic into sales is naturally the winning ad. The point is, you need to test different ads as well as different targets. Which brings us to another significant factor. choosing keywords. Overall, you can target as many keywords as you like. While conducting initial tests, however, you should limit yourself to no more than half a dozen keywords. The exact number will be determined by the product and the popularity and relevance of the keywords. Although you might be tempted to target more than that, don't do it. At least, not yet. If you start right off the bat trying to create ads for more than a few keywords, your ads could suffer the consequences. You need to focus on a few keywords which will then allow you to concentrate on making the ads the best they can possibly be. Of course, once you become comfortable creating these ad campaigns, and achieve a certain level of financial success, you can increase the volume of keywords as much as you like. Or, at the very least, as much as you feel you can properly handle, both physically and financially. The important thing is to not get ahead of yourself at the very beginning. Remember, one step at a time. Okay. Now back to the keywords themselves. Just like when you conducted your initial research, you want keywords that are being widely and heavily searched for. Don't already have too much competition. Can be acquired for a relatively low per-click price. Always keep in mind that general keywords most often cost more per click and generate the largest number of random viewers. On the other hand, more specific keywords will be less costly and will attract a smaller number of highly targeted viewers. Needless to say, the latter will average out to more cash profit in the long run. There's no doubt about it. Choosing the right keywords is going to require some work on your part, but it's definitely worth it. If you invest additional time and effort now, you'll be more likely to achieve maximum long-range income potential. Take shortcuts and you'll continue to struggle along indefinitely. Here's the deal. Google is the best method to test your entire sales process, getting targeted traffic, converting that traffic to income, expanding the advertising campaign. Beyond that, it's also the best method for improving and perfecting your entire sales process. With most traffic generation strategies and systems, it can be a hit or miss prospect. And oftentimes it takes weeks or even months to experience any significant or valid results. With Google, however, you can be pulling in highly targeted and willing to purchase viewers within minutes of launching your campaign. Plus, you can count on a steady stream of targeted viewers day after day, week after week, month after month. That means you can continue to test, examine, alter, adjust, tweak, and refine your ads, your headlines, your sales copy, until you reach the maximum level of cash flow. And that equates to the most valuable key of all. One that gives you access to additional income streams anytime you want. An unlimited cash machine which can be tapped into over and over again. Assuming, of course, you continue to repeat the process. Which just happens to be the next key in the profit equalizer system. Key number 9, repeat the process. Here's a typical scenario. A person comes online and locates a product, service, or program they feel is a promising moneymaker. After promoting the heck out of it, they do manage to experience a certain degree of financial success. Unfortunately, since the amount doesn't equate to the dollar figure they feel they need in order to quit their job and work online full-time, they drop the product and move on to something else. Or, they just give up entirely, assuming that making a living solely via the internet can't possibly be done. That's what generally happens when you place all the financial burden on one product or solitary online business venture. So what should you do instead? Always, always, develop multiple avenues from which to generate income. And with the profit equalizer system, that means selling numerous digital information products. That way, if one product begins to generate less income, or fails completely, you still have others that will collectively bring in a substantial and steady cash flow. So let's say you get a product set up and the average profit that's generated is only $100 a week. Should you forget about that product or keep promoting it? You should definitely keep promoting it. Why? Because some products will generate large amounts of income while others will generate more modest amounts. What matters is your collective income, the sum of all the products put together. And unless the income from a particular product drops so dramatically that you're experiencing very little profit, there's no reason not to continue promoting it. Rather than look at a single product as the answer to your financial goal, you need to see it as merely a piece of the entire treasure. And, as long as there are numerous products involved, those individual pieces will always add up to a considerable amount of income. Don't forget, once you get a product up and running, it merely requires a small amount of attention and/or maintenance. That in turn gives you the opportunity to set up yet another product system. And that's exactly what the most financially successful online marketers do. The moment they've established a solid cash flow, they turn right around and begin researching and developing even more cash flows. And why not? Once the first system is in place, you've pretty much got the whole process honed down to a finely tuned machine. After that, it's simply a matter of repeating everything you've previously done, not once, not twice, but as many times as you want. And of course, the more times you repeat the process, the more cash flow you'll experience. Just be aware that the first time you go through the process will be the toughest, especially if you're not familiar or experienced with certain aspects. In that case, it will take you a bit longer to get everything up and running. But again, once you accomplish that, it's clear sailing from that point on. None of the additional product sales systems will require anything new or unusual. It's comprised of tasks that you've already accomplished, events that you've already set in motion. So naturally, repeating those tasks will come easier each time you perform them. The important thing is knowing that each product will generate a certain amount of cash flow. And each cash flow will contribute to the total sum of income you take in. So, if your daily financial goal is $100 a day and you've got two product systems in place which bring in a total of $50 a day, you know that it will most likely take two more products before you can reach your first financial goal. Of course, you could very well get a single product system going that brings in enough money to meet or even exceed your initial financial goal. It does happen. And the more research you put into choosing your first product, the more likely you are to see that kind of income right from the start. The only thing you don't want to do is become discouraged if your first product falls somewhat short of your expectations. Get the cash flowing and then move on to the next product. The truth is, many of your most profitable product ideas will reveal themselves while you're conducting research for some other product. So it's not just the final cash flows that determine the success of the system. It's the process of actively studying the market, seeking out new niches or areas of interest, and then putting an associated product out there for targeted viewers to find, and ultimately purchase. If you do that, and repeat the process over and over again, there's no limit to the amount of income you can generate. Not just initially, but for years to come. So what's left after you repeat the process of choosing products and bringing in additional cash flows? That would be the methods by which you can expand on the system. And that's exactly what we'll delve into next. Key number 10, expand the scope of your operation. If you never do anything more than implement the first 9 keys of the profit equalizer system, you'll always be guaranteed a steady online income. Of course, most people don't stop there. Especially when they see their bank account balance steadily and constantly rising. You see, when you don't have much money, you're likely to envision the kind of money that would afford you the ability to upgrade the things you have, a larger home, nicer furniture, a better car, designer clothes. Once that level of financial success is within reach, however, most people begin to imagine an even greater potential, an exotic and exciting lifestyle, trips around the globe, private jets and limousines, hobnobbing with the rich and famous. So what began as a dream has evolved into something that's actually attainable. And when that kind of notion sinks in, the reaction most people have is simple and direct. The burning desire to generate even more income. It's kind of like that Pringles commercial slogan. Once you pop, you can't stop. Once you see all that money rolling in, you can't stop yourself from wanting to generate additional income. Quite simply, it's addictive. And like any addiction, you can never seem to get enough of what makes you feel good. In this case, money. So let's see what we can do in order to drive these already high profit generators up to the next level. Additional products. There's no question that you should keep digital information products as the central core of your profit-generating systems. After all, there will always be a vast and diversified number of them available to fuel your systems. Not to mention the fact that they've proven time and time again to bring in extraordinary amounts of income. But that doesn't mean you should exclude the possibility of venturing beyond information products. Software programs, for example, have many of the same desirable characteristics. They can be delivered digitally, they cover a wide variety of interest areas, and they're extremely popular throughout online buyers. Plus, they can easily generate 10 times the amount of money you make from information products. Why? Simply because they carry higher price tags. But before you drop everything in search of great software products, it's important for you to realize that selling software products generally takes much more time. Tech support alone can be very time-consuming and effort than information products. The cost for most of the information products that you'll be selling will fall within the $25 to $50 range. With the right specialized software products, you could be looking at a price of anywhere from $100 all the way up to $1,000. Conceivably, you could sell one software product and make more money than having sold 10 information products. Needless to say, that's quite a difference in monetary gain. However, when you're dealing in high-dollar items, you need to realize that people have a greater tendency not to buy anything the first time around. In other words, you can't just send them to your sales page and expect them to purchase right away. Instead, you'll need to have a long-range sales opportunity, one that will afford you the ability to contact them directly over an extended period of time, weeks or even months beyond the day they initially came to your website. The best way to do that efficiently is to set up an autoresponder system whereby they automatically receive promotional emails from you at preset intervals. That way, you can continue to promote your software product without having to manually contribute any more of your time. What type of messages do you send? What works best for software are tips and information on the benefits of using that particular program. For example, if you're selling a product like AdWord Analyzer, you could periodically send them a series of real-life instances where the program helped someone locate a particular niche that in turn brought them substantial income. Or, you could simply send them valuable tips on how the program can improve their ability to develop new and highly profitable income streams. Or, you could do both, sending them two messages each week. One includes a real-life example of success, the other presenting a tip on how to benefit from the program. Now, whether you decide to move up to software products or not, implementing autoresponder messages is a great and highly profitable expansion method. Make sure you seriously consider it for all your information products. Naturally, before you can even send out autoresponder messages, you'll need the person's name and email address. Which brings us to one of the most important areas of expanding any online business venture. Establish your own mailing list. The most important and valuable names you can have on any list are those of your paying customers. Basically, people who have already purchased something from you. Without a doubt, they are the easiest prospects when it comes to promoting yet another product, especially if it's related to their initial topic of interest. For example, the dog training manuals. They purchased one of your information products, therefore, there's a very high possibility they'll purchase another. How soon they purchase another product might be entirely up to you. You see, if left entirely alone, they could simply disappear into cyberspace. It's not uncommon for people to forget where they purchased something online, especially when the something is digital. But let's say you have individual product autoresponders set up. Each time someone purchases a training manual, they automatically receive a series of messages about that product. You know, tips and information. Examples of how best to use the information. That kind of thing. Now, within each of those messages, you also cleverly promote your other dog training manuals, stop barking, stop chewing, obey off-leash commands. That way, they keep being gently bombarded with your website address as well as the opportunity to add yet another quality information product to their arsenal of training tools. So you can see how important it is to keep in touch with people who have already purchased from you. Of course, The fact that they've purchased from you online means you automatically acquired their name and email address. But what about all those prospective buyers who come to your website and then wind up leaving empty-handed? For that, you need to actively solicit their personal information. And the best method of accomplishing that is to offer them something for free, that's directly related to the product you're selling, in exchange for their name and email address. The free something can be a report, an e-course, a series of autoresponder messages, or even a small script or software program. Whatever you can come up with will do the job. Just make certain it's valuable enough to actually warrant someone giving you their name and email address. The last thing you want is to have someone angry or upset that the freebie you used to get their personal information is useless or of no value whatsoever. Remember, the purpose of having someone on your list is to encourage them to either purchase a first product from you or to get an established customer to spend even more money on additional products that you're offering, or will be offering in the future. The best method of acquiring names and email addresses is through a simple form on your website. And it should be placed on all appropriate web pages, not just the home page. Just make certain that you explain how their personal information will be used. And make it perfectly clear right up front that you'll be sending them follow-up messages. If you don't, they could easily accuse you of spamming them. But don't worry. Being totally honest won't discourage qualified individuals from giving you their name and email address. Not if you let them know that the information you'll be sending them is valuable to their particular interest. And what about anyone who would be discouraged? That's fine too. They're just your typical random surfer looking for a chance to get something for free. And you certainly don't need that type of person on your list. Develop your own products. The highest level of income possibilities you can reach are those in which you pocket the entire share of the money that's being generated. As an affiliate or a joint venture partner, you'll always be splitting income with someone else. And although you can certainly amass a tremendous amount of wealth that way, you might be more comfortable operating totally independent of anyone else. Of course, that means you would also need to develop your own products. That might seem like it involves a great deal of work, but the truth is, it really doesn't. If anything, it frees you to pursue much more diversified areas of interest. How so? Well, let's say you're conducting keyword research on a particular area of the health industry. You find a niche that is not only capable of producing a tremendous amount of income, it's virtually untapped. The only problem is, you can't locate a suitable product that will fill the demand. Normally, you would simply scratch that one off your list of possibilities. Or, at the very least, put it off to the side in case you somehow stumble across a suitable product somewhere down the line. But what about creating your own custom product? One that fills the demand exactly and completely. Wouldn't that be the ultimate solution? You bet it would. And the good news is, it can be accomplished with little effort on your part. And, for a lot less money than you would assume. In case you're not aware, there are services available where business owners and professional workers come together with the purpose of hiring and be hired. Basically, they're the online version of real-world employment agencies like Manpower and Allied Forces. Businesses post jobs and services that they need filled. Professionals post their portfolios and bid on open projects. Go to websites like Elance, www.elance.com, and Scriptlance, www.scriptlance.com, and you'll see a wide variety of open projects as well as the bids and feedback that relates to the professionals who are hoping to be hired for those jobs. Whether you need a specific software program or information book created, or a report, or e-course written, you're sure to find the right person to do that. And the best part is, you'll have numerous people competing for your project. That means you can almost always get a good deal on whatever job you list there. So aside from submitting a project and deciding which professional should get the job, what do you yourself need to contribute? Just the initial keyword and product research and preliminary investigation. The same type of work you would be conducting for any other income-producing system you're looking into. Well, there you have it. Methods to expand on the profit equalizer system, allowing you to drive it to an even higher financial level. Which brings us to the only thing that's left for you to do. Get your profit equalizer system moving. The sooner you do, the sooner you'll get to enjoy that wonderful and free living lifestyle you've always dreamed about. May the fortune always be with you.